Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank our regular listeners out there who join us every Sunday morning at 7:05 or 7:20. Thank you for being up that early. So on today's show, my guest is Michelle Miner-Wolf. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carol.
And Michelle's been on the show before, and Michelle is the Executive Director of VIP, correct?
Correct.
And you've kind of been the executive director for
24 years this past July, so wow. I am eagerly awaiting 25, just so I can say a quarter of a century.
That's right.
I think it sounds cool.
Those milestones are fun to celebrate, aren't they? First and foremost, I want to thank you for everything you do for our community. You cover Wayne and Pike County, correct?
We do.
Mm-hmm. But more than that, you know, yes, that's where your focus is, but you really include, you know, all of Pennsylvania, the nation, because you bring the resources here to us that are global, correct?
Yes, that is true.
And, you know, we are here to talk about, you know, a very serious subject. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it just doesn't always happen in October, right?
Right. It happens all year long.
Right, right. So can you just kind of tell our audience how, you know, Domestic Violence Awareness Month started?
Yes. It actually started back in the 80s, which is a lot of where our movement, different things within our movement of domestic violence and sexual violence started. But it was born out of a day of unity that was observed by the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence in October of 1981. And this is a day that connected domestic violence advocates from across the nation. So it started as one day, it evolved into a week, and then it turned into a whole month of awareness. However, you know that we need to keep up the awareness every single day. But the month of October, we put forth extra energy and extra efforts into getting the word out in all of our communities across the nation regarding domestic violence and the issues that it brings.
Right, because, you know, it really happens everywhere,
right,
which is unfortunate. And again, I'm going to ask you again this question. If someone is listening and they only have this 1 or 2 minutes in the beginning of the show, what number can they call to reach out to you?
24-hour hotline is 570-251-4401.
Right, and you have someone who answers that line 24/7?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and that's really important to know for anyone who's out there that's listening that needs help away.
Absolutely. And all calls are confidential.
Okay. And also, am I correct? Your services are free also.
Yes, they are. We're funded by grants and donations, and that allows us to provide this service to the community at no charge to them.
Okay. And, you know, we often ask, too, age. Is there an age limit?
We start at 5 years up, typically, as our youngest, but there's no limit.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, there are some events going on to, you know, help bring awareness.
Yes.
For domestic violence and sexual assault for this month.
Yes.
What are some things that are going on?
Well, the first thing we did is we hung ribbons in Honesdale, Matamoras, Milford, and Hawley. And I'd like to put a special plug out there for the Systems of Care of Wayne County, because we did have volunteers from that group that helped us, as they did last time. And that's just a joy to have other people from the community participating in this. So kudos to them. We did a proclamation in Pike County with the commissioners, and we do have one coming up with our Wayne County commissioners on October 21st at 10:30, if anybody wanted to join us. And while I'm going out of order chronologically, October 21st is also Purple Thursday. And what we're doing this year is we're doing it more internally for that, because we do have other events for the community, and we're going to have a contest of the best in purple. So I do need to let the commissioners know we're coming in more purple than we usually come. And then our followers on Instagram and Facebook can vote for who they think is the best in purple. And then I will give a prize to that particular winner. So that's going to be a fun thing that we're doing. We also have Health Cares About Domestic Violence on October 13th. So we do a lot of work with the Wayne Memorial Hospital, with nurses particularly, and healthcare professionals around our communities. And that's a time where we're actually going to go out and thank them personally. We're going to bring treats to them because of all the work that they have done with victims and survivors of domestic violence. They've really paid attention to trauma-informed services, how to work best with victims and survivors, and we just want to commend them and thank them for paying paying so much attention and treating people with such dignity and respect in those situations.
Right. And Michelle, I don't want to interrupt you because I know you have some more events about. But there is also a SANE training, correct?
Yes, there
is. I heard your ad on the radio that, you know, and that is for registered nurses specifically, correct?
Yes, it is. And we need more SANE nurses all of the time because people move around to different locations. And the more we have to choose from, the better. Not to choose from, but the more we have, the less time that a victim might have to wait in the emergency room. So there is still time for nurses to register for that. It's a 4-part course.
Okay.
October 18th and 19th, it will be at the Hilton in Scranton, and then November 4th and 5th will be at the Anthracite Hotel in Carbondale. And nurses must attend all 4 to become fully SANE trained. And SANE stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner. So they can still register, and if interested, they do that by email at MA, that stands for Medical Advocacy. So at MA@WRCNEPA.org, because this is a project that VIP is partnering with WRC, the Women's Resource Center of Scranton.
Okay, right. And it is funded by the All One Foundation?
It is. So nurses do not need to pay anything. Hospitals do not need to pay to send them. They're even going to get lunch and coffee.
Oh my goodness. Why not, yes. Right? And like you said, it is so important to have nurses trained to do this.
Yes.
So important. Yeah. So thank you. I just wanted to make sure we get that
out.
Oh,
yeah.
No, another
that's great.
Plug for that.
Yes, there's still room.
So you have also something coming up on October 16th?
We do. We have our VIP glow walk or run, whatever you prefer. It starts at 5:30, goes to approximately 7. With a $10 donation, you can get the glow shirt. And we also, it has a design on the front. We're bringing glow paint that you can design the back if you so choose. And we're not going to be walking through the woods because it'll be dusk. We will just be on the track right there. But we will also have glow games for anybody who wants to play, not just kids. But we'll have all the games that we have are going to be glowing. There's no cost to any of that. We will have snacks and beverages provided. And we'd like to give a shout out to Mikey because he's the one that brought this up, one of our youth at Systems of Care. And he reminded us that we did have one before and when is it coming back. And I said, you know what, Mikey? We're going to do it this year. And within weeks, we put it together. And so he's our honoree of this particular glow walk.
How exciting. And yeah. For those of you that don't know Mikey, he is a great young man. And he does participate in our System of Care meeting each month. And so come out and meet Mikey because it is just going to be a great event.
Sure. And it's very family friendly. Children of any age can come.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you have those kids in the stroller, bring them out.
That's right.
You could decorate your stroller and
absolutely.
Glow, right? So I know you do also partner a lot with the hospital, and we thank you for your service that you bring. You help train our staff. You do in services, bring awareness of domestic violence, sexual assault. Mm-hmm. But you also have a display at the hospital.
We do.
Called Empty Place at the Table.
Yes.
So can you just talk about that a little bit?
I absolutely can. And I want to give credit to the Women's Resource Center of Lackawanna and Susquehanna because Peg Ruddy, their director, actually started this project years ago and then shared it with the rest of the Commonwealth because we consider ourselves sister programs. Mm-hmm. So she really started it and then a lot of us replicated it in our own communities. And what that table represents is the empty place that a table now has because somebody was killed due to domestic violence. So we have place settings that represent what that victim's place setting would have looked like at home. So if we have a female victim and let's say she decorated her kitchen with apples, we'll have the place setting, the plates that she would have actually used and maybe some trinkets like an apple. It does show usually a photo of the person with the newspaper clipping of their homicide. And this is a project that we only put the place setting of the individual if the family wants that. So we reach out to the families when appropriate or they come to us. So if you know that somebody's been killed due to domestic violence and you don't see them represented at the table, it's either because we didn't know how to contact their family or their family just wasn't ready for mm-hmm. that. So it's different than our Silent Witness Project, which will be displayed in Pike at the vigil, because that represents all of the victims that we're aware of, where the empty place at the table is a very delicate project that we only do with the family's permission.
Right. Right. And if you have a chance, it is located in our concourse, which is the glass enclosure right in the front of the hospital when you come through. If you come through our main lobby and just come right around the corner. You can, you know, take a look, take time, read the place settings, read the stories of these individuals. It is extremely touching. Yeah. I had the pleasure, and I say that because it really is to honor these individuals with Debbie when we set it up. And it'll be there for the whole month of October.
Yes, thanks for doing that. We typically move it around so that in October it's at a different location each week of the 4 weeks. But with the pandemic and coming in and out, we decided it's best to keep it in one location. So thank you for allowing us to have it there the whole month.
You're welcome. And then the another event you're having out in Pike County.
Yes, on October 27th, we're having a domestic violence vigil in front of the Pike County Courthouse, right in their yard at 12:30. And it's a short ceremony from 12:30 to 1. We will have a survivor of domestic violence who will be speaking, and we will be displaying our Silent Witness Project for Pike County residents. So we have red silhouettes that represent those that were killed due to domestic violence in Pike County, as we do for Wayne County. And there is a shield that will be placed on each of these red silhouettes with the date of birth and the date of death and a little clipping about how that homicide occurred for that individual. It's a very impactful display when you walk in and you see all of these silhouettes, just to, you know, honor those folks that have died and remember that this is a situation that's really important to the whole community. It's not one of these things where one should say, well, that's not my business.
Right.
You know, it's a community issue.
Exactly.
And we all can make a difference in helping.
And that's one of the main goals of VIP, is to help these individuals.
Yes.
Correct?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's why you are here in our community, to help individuals, both male and female,
yes,
that both experience domestic violence, sexual assault. You even, you know, go into the schools and work with students to teach them what the signs and symptoms are, correct?
Yes, we do. And in fact, February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, so we do special activities for the teens during February. But we do talk about dating violence all the way through, because kids are dating younger and younger these days. And some signs that people think as flattering when they're younger is really a red flag to potential problems in the future. So we try to educate them as young as we can.
Right. And so, again, can you give our community the phone number to VIP?
Absolutely. It's 570-253-4401. And we do have a messaging service now, although that's only certain hours. It's business hours and then 5 to 10 at night. It's not 24 hours, though. And you can do that through our website at vipempowers.org, or you can text us at 570-798-4VIP.
Okay, and someone will answer that.
Yes, but the texting and the messaging during business hours and 5 to 10, but not 24 hours like our hotline is.
Okay, that's really important for people to know. So again, Michelle, I want to thank you. We still have actually a couple of minutes left. So what else do you want to share with our community, you know, about domestic violence and how we can really prevent that from happening?
Yeah, what I've been talking about lately with people when they ask is it's so much more than just the physical violence. So when I've asked, well, what does domestic violence mean to you? People that don't really work in the field sometimes say battering, females. No, it can happen. Well, yes, but it can happen to anybody. And physical violence is only part of it. There's emotional, there's sexual, there's financial, there's mental. And we have so much more information that we're willing to share. If anybody would like to hear about that, we can come to a presentation. We can send them an article. They can get more information on our website at vipempowers.org, as well as our Facebook page.
Right. And that's really important to
know.
Okay. And again, can you give that hotline number to our listeners?
Absolutely. 570-253-4401.
Okay. And I want to thank you very much for joining me today. And, you know, for those of you that want to know more about the events, visit their website, right?
Yes.
Visit your Facebook page.
Yes.
That's really, that information is out there.
Correct.
You know, share in the fun. Come out on October 16th.
Yeah.
For that glow walk run. And where is that located again?
Well, in Paul Peck High School field and track
right.
field. Yeah.
So that's right behind the high school there.
Yes.
Yes. And it's a free event, fun, family fun event.
Yes, it is.
So again, Michelle, I have Michelle Minor Wolf from VIP that covers Wayne and Pike County. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.